With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A suspect is in custody in the Charlie Kirk assassination. He's been identified as 22-year-old Tyler Robinson of Utah.
Utah Governor Spencer Cox says the assassination suspect had grown more political.
In the conversation with another family member, Robinson mentioned Charlie Kirk was coming to UVU. They talked about why they didn't like him and the viewpoints that he had.
Cox also said that the bullet casings discovered by investigators had several inscriptions engraved on them. One read, "Hey fascist, catch. I'm Haya Pinjwani."
Vice President J.D. Vance transported Charlie Kirk's casket to his home state of Arizona aboard Air Force Two.
The vice president honored his close friend and political ally with a final flight aboard his military aircraft. Vance and his wife flew with Kirk's widow, Erica, from Salt Lake City to Phoenix. Earlier, the vice president helped carry Kirk's casket with a group of uniformed service members as it was loaded onto the plane.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Missouri Republicans have handed President Trump a political victory.
The Republican-led Missouri Senate has approved a redistricting plan that could help Republicans win an additional U.S. House seat in next year's elections. Having already passed the Missouri House, the Senate vote sends the measure to Republican Governor Mike Keogh, who's expected to sign it into law. However, opponents have announced a referendum petition that, if successful, could force a statewide vote on the new map. Missouri is the third state to take up redistricting this year. I'm Mike Hempen.
President Trump says he'll send the National Guard to Memphis to address crime concerns there. The president told Fox News Friday that the mayor is happy, the governor is happy about the pending deployment. Tennessee's Republican Governor Bill Lee confirmed the deployment was coming and said he planned to speak with the president to work out details of the mission. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington takes a closer look at non-believers.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it focuses on the nuns, those who answer none when asked about their religious faith. It's the fastest-growing cohort in many nations, including the U.S., but the Pew survey finds that most nuns are not atheists. In this country, nearly half of the religiously unaffiliated do believe in God, as do majorities of that group in Latin America. Large percentages also believe in an afterlife. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri voters and the lawmakers they elect could be headed for a clash at the ballot box over the power to set public policy. Citizen activists have kicked off a petition drive for a proposed constitutional amendment that would make it harder for state lawmakers to reverse or revise citizen-led initiatives approved by voters. In many states, divisive social issues such as abortion and transgenderism are dealt with via initiatives and referendums. This is SRN News. After 800 years of silence, a pipe organ that researchers say is the oldest in the Christian world roared back to life Tuesday.
I'm standing now in St. Saviour's Monastery in the old city of Jerusalem, where we've just listened to a little bit of history. What researchers say is the oldest organ in the entire Christian world was played here today after 800 years of silence. That represents the culmination of years of effort by a team of musicologists and experts from Spain and Jerusalem. This organ is from the 11th century, when they say the Crusaders brought it to Bethlehem and later buried it there to protect it from the Turks, in the hopes that one day it would be played again. And today was that day.
Correspondent Julia Frankel reporting. Wall Street closing to finish the best week in the last five. The S&P 500 barely budged Friday and was down by 0.1%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dipped 0.6%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.4%. More details at srnnews.com.